The speaker has said that going to an office every day from 9 to 5 is an intolerable imprisonment. But in any society, of all kinds of jobs have to be done. Is case teaching, therefore, only for the few? You want, shall I read it again? The speaker has said that human society is so constructed throughout the world that most people are occupied with jobs, pleasant or unpleasant, from 9 to 5 every day of their life. And he said also that it's an intolerable imprisonment. I don't know how you feel about it. Probably you like being in prison. Probably you liked your jobs from 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock, rushing back and all the rest of it. What shall we do? To the speaker, he wouldn't tolerate it for a single minute. For the speaker, I'd rather do something which would be pleasant, helpful, and necessary to earn enough money and so on. But most of us accept this prison, this routine. Right? You understand? We accept it. So what shall we do? Nobody, as far as one is capable of sufficient, efficient observation, nobody has questioned this. We say it is normal, it's the way of society, it's the way of our life, it's the way we must live. But if we all see together that such a imprisonment, which is it is actually, and that we all feel it is intolerable, not just verbally but actually, do something about it, we'll create a new society, right? We will, if all of us say we will not tolerate for a single day this routine, this monstrous activity of 9 to 5, however necessary, however good and pleasant, then we will bring about not only psychological revolution but also outwardly. Right? We may agree about this, but will we do it? You might say, no, I can't do it because I have responsibility. I have children, I have a house and mortgage, insurance. Thank God I haven't got any of those. And so you might say, well, it's easy for you to talk about all this. But it's easy for the speaker to talk about it because he refuses to go in that pattern. From boyhood he refused it. Now if we all consider that such a psychological as well as physical revolution of this kind, not bloody and all the rest of it, then we'll create a quite a different society, won't we? So, You want others to create the society, and you can then slip into it. That's what we're all waiting for. Few struggle, work, create, and refuse to enter into this rat race. And the others say, yes, after you have constructed that, what you think is the right society, then we'll all join. But we don't do it together. That's the whole problem. Right? If we all had this, not idea, the fact, that to spend our life from 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock, probably before that, every day of our life for 60 years and more, we would do something about it. Like, as if you refuse to have wars, you understand, wars, killing other people in the name of your country, your God, your whatever the ideal is, if we all refuse to kill another, there would be no wars. Right? But we have constructed a society, built a society based on violence, armaments, each nation protecting itself against other nations, and so we are perpetuating wars, killing your sons, your daughters, everything, and we support it. In the same way, we support, maintain this imprisonment. May be pleasant for those who have an agreeable job, but those who refuse to enter this game, they will act, they will do something. So the problem is, do we see the importance or the necessity of this change? After all, human mind is not merely occupied with a particular job, pleasant or unpleasant. Human mind has the quality of other things which we disregard. We are concerned with the whole of life, not just career, 9 to 5, how we live, what we do, what our thinking is, whether there is affection, care, love, compassion, all that is part of life. And so, but we are so conditioned to this idea that we must work and create a structure of a society that demands that you work from morning till night. The speaker refuses to enter that rat race. It isn't that he has got certain gifts or that somebody will look after him. But he refuses to enter that. I wouldn't go for a single day from 9 to 5 for anybody, for anything. I might die, but I wouldn't do that. In the same way, I wouldn't kill another human being, whatever the circumstances. I know all what you're going to say about if your sister is attacked, you know all that game. Because Violence produces more violence.